What up, what up, what up? So this is your humble host, Tim. And on this episode of Wild Word, we have a special guest coming through. My friend Onyx, her and I are going to rap and talk about people playing games in a relationship. So why are people playing games? What are games? How to identify the games? You know, we're going to be rapping about that, do a deep dive on that. We're going to talk a little bit about that movie, Fatal Affair. And we're going to be dropping some gems on this episode. So make sure you really paying attention and listen and tell us what you think. Okay. Shout out to Summer Walker for the song Playing Games. Right. All she says, she just wants you to pick up the phone. That's it. All right. But yeah. But listen to the podcast. Listen to what we're talking about. And thanks for listening.
All right. I'm here.
Hello, hello. So this, we're going to break it down. So I told y'all I was going to have a special guest. So this is my good friend, Onyx. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So we're going to be talking about playing games. So what would you consider playing games? Okay, so we're going to get into it. What is that in a relationship?
In a relationship, just not being honest for real, like about your one, your intentions and where you're trying to go, but then like little, like it's always like little stuff that people play games about. Like, I'm drawing a blank right now. Like it's always like the stuff that you shouldn't have to, like, where do you think this is going? And they're like beating around the bush about it. That's really like a huge one when they're just like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, we'll just see. Like, if you do, you see something from this, or is it just like fun and games? Like, it's basically about their intentions in the relationship or like what they want to do. Cause some people will be like, oh, like, I like you, let's start dating, but really, they want to just like sleep with you. They're attracted to you. They don't like you as a person.
Okay. So we get into it. The first onion. Okay. So just not even having, you know, the honesty of saying, what is this in terms of title? So people are very, very right. iffy on titles. I always see that online where they kind of make fun of us millennials, I guess. But I guess it's been in a lot of different generations, but we don't want to say if we're single, if we're talking. Which I, for my money, I'm kind of done with the whole talking thing. I just think when people say they're talking, it's too vague. And I guess in my experience, just from talking to different people, it seems like it's almost intentionally vague.
Yeah. It's a gray area with a lot of millennials. There's always like a we'll see what happens factor instead of you just being like, you just saying like, well, instead of saying like, let's get to know each other and find out what happens. You promise, or you go in with the promise of all these things, or like you find out, or sometimes it's almost like one-sided, like you find out what the other person likes, and then you just basically like pretend to be there or give the illusion of that until you completed whatever it is that you wanted to do, or maybe you like wanted a companion for a few months and so you found something better. Or maybe it was just like you wanted to just sleep with this person. So instead of saying like, I'm attracted to you physically, let's just have sex. Let's, like, it could just be like a physical relationship, and like that, like those type of things. Like what fucks it up for a lot of people. So like now you have like women on like the get back, or some men are like on the get back because they've been really good to people and there's no they didn't receive anything else on the back end.
They just treat it like they did all the good loyal stuff and they didn't get it back, so they like, I'm gonna do me now.
Right. They basically like, oh, you like, I'm just gonna do what I want to do and I don't care if you get hurt in the process. So So that's like, that's the games that people play. And like, I noticed that a lot of men, I'm not gonna say all, I'm gonna say, let's say some of the men will learn about the things that you like, at, like that women like, they'll play that role until they get what they want and then they dip out.
Dang. So yeah, they know. I guess they know the Steve Harvey or whatever. Like, hey, we, you know, I think they were saying something about waiting a certain amount of time before sex. So you saying that even if they're not for that for real, they gonna put up, they may put a good front on, and then after they get it, then they rolling out.
Yeah, and then like even like as women, we, some of us, not all of us, and like me included, I used to like give guys the playbook for playing with, like for talking to me. Like I'll tell them everything that I like in a guy and everything that I want to see about and like stuff like that. And then that kind of like gives them, you know, the cheat code basically. And then they get in and I'm like, oh my God, he's so great. And then he like blindsides me with some crazy stuff. And I'm just like, oh, I guess you weren't as great as I thought.
So you can't give him the cheat code. Okay. So we giving out tips. So don't give out all the secrets, you know, because you don't know if it's genuine or they just, like you said, doing the cheat codes or they just reading the pamphlet.
Right. I don't know. It's a fun, like now I feel like everybody is just in a, like we're all in a, well, I'm not going to say that because I do think that people are coming back. Like they are healthier relationships that are forming because people are tired of playing games and they're tired of the stress that comes along with like getting into a relationship and having to like navigate it, find out that it don't work. And so people are taking more precautions when they get into relationships. So there's different ways of navigating it.
Okay, so that's good. That's good. So let's get into it. Okay, so we got some explanation. So let's talk about flirting. Okay, so I was watching a movie not too long ago. I think it was called The Fatal Affair. So some people liked it. Some people didn't.
I just finished watching that movie.
Yeah, so I was out, so I'm not gonna be on toxic mode, but just follow me. So one of the things in the movie where, you know, if you haven't seen it, you know, spoiler alert or whatever, I ain't gonna take too much, but it was just one part where I guess she was flirting with the guy that she met in college. She's supposed to be married, and I just see them at the club, and I already knew it was about to be something. I already knew based on the title what was gonna happen, but I'm like, he's flirting. Like I said, he shouldn't have did what he did. I understand that, but is flirting, like, is that okay? Because every time I see these movies, and just any movie, once you get into the flirting lane, it just seems like that's you getting into playing games. And that's playing games to me. So what do you think about that?
So first, I enjoyed the movie. I'm probably one of the few people that didn't have an issue with watching the same storyline over and over again. I don't care about that. I liked it. I think it was cute. Yes, it was predictable, but I enjoyed watching it. I'm just gonna go ahead and throw that out there. While I was watching it, I was counting the number of mistakes that were made during the duration or the course of the movie. There were a few mistakes. One major one being when she like handed him her card and was like, call me anytime. Never in a million years, if I'm married, I don't care if me and my husband are going through a rough patch and I run into one of my exes in the street or one of my old friends that I had a crush on or whatever the case may be in the street. I'm like, no, you cannot call me at any time because I'm married. And even though she did like double back and say, oh, like I'm married, like I have a husband, like no. So that was one of the I guess you could call it like her playing a game, but it wasn't really, it was more like an entanglement.
See, that's playing games, man. See, yeah. Now he was gonna use that. She was playing them games. She was playing them. She was playing it. Now I don't know who's winning, but she was playing them, man.
Yeah.
So is that even an appropriate thing? Which that's when we get into all these, you know, different expressions of respect and all of that. So would you even give your number out if you're married? Because you're still an individual person. Because I guess they were trying to build it up like, oh, they may be on some business stuff. But once you're at the club and you're drinking and all that, you already know ain't no business stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So that part, had the friend came, it probably would have been a more friendly setting. But because it was just them two, and honestly, I would have, had she called out and I was like, and I know that this is probably the wrong setting for us to be in, I probably would have been like, yo, let's reschedule. Like, I know, like, this is last minute and we're both here, but, like, let's reschedule. I need to get back to my husband. And I feel like the thing with the similarities, like, I saw some similarities between the whole August and Jada situation and mm-hmm. the storyline of, like, Fatal Affair. So it kind of there were some similarities. I'm not gonna say it was the same thing, but there were definitely some similarities. Like a wife that wanted to feel a certain type of way, and she wasn't getting that from her husband. And and so now I'm not saying that it's right, because it's not. It's not right. It's just I can see how that. Because if you're not getting it at home, I can see how she could want that. And because she kind of like, she didn't like openly seek it, but it kind of just like happened upon her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see it. Even though I wouldn't say happened upon her, because I guess I'm a little bit strict. Because once the girlfriend couldn't have made it, like when when it was supposed to be like a little, you know, three situation, this would be a three person team. As soon as the girlfriend said I couldn't go, she should have been like, nah, I can't go either. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta be real. You know, like if you going to a club where it's gonna be drinks and you drinking, and especially if you got history with the person, that's even like that's double. Even if she didn't have no history with the person, I still would have been like, you know what? You know, that you know, let me go home first, or you know, something. It seemed like she was putting herself in that situation, but not to be stalked and all that, but just, you know, entanglement, confusion type thing in terms of her marriage. So,
yeah, because like once they made it into the bathroom, I was like, ooh, this is not going to be this is not going to end well.
Yeah, but I would be too, even with that movie, was the best friend though. Because I got so many questions with her, man. Because first of all, they didn't have a timestamp in the movie. Uh-huh. So, like, I guess when, you know, they had their little thing in the bathroom and she realized that she didn't want to do that and she blocked him because he was doing too much. And then all I know is that he come in there with the best friend and they are holding hands and stuff. I'm like, how long? How long did this happen? Like, it seemed like it was one day.
I'm just going to assume that there were a few, maybe there was, because there was, so she was at the firm, right? She was at the firm and then she left the firm. So like they met up, they had that moment. She went home, but when they met up again before, she had already left the firm, right?
I think so. I got to go back.
I think she had left the firm and got her own space before they came over. And before they popped up at her house.
Okay, so that's like a couple months. So how long was that? Like,
I don't know how long that was. I'm just going to assume that it was probably a few weeks, maybe like a month and a half or something like that. Because when she said that, when the boss was like, I'm trying to get her to stay, she was like, nah, I'm leaving after this case is over. And I think that case was probably, maybe was like another 2 weeks or whatever of them avoiding each other. Maybe. I don't know I can't remember what kind of case it was. I know it wasn't a murder trial, so it took that long. It was probably like in and out.
Yeah. Cause I was like, yo, she a little bit like whole attached. Cause my thing is, and you can probably correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. If she had like a quote unquote affair, so she didn't, she obviously not gonna tell her husband, and that's her friend. I'm thinking that she would at least told her, like, hey, girl, you know, guess what happened X, Y, and Z, I met somebody, or he came back in my life, and this happened. He started stalking me. I had to block him. I'm thinking that she would have at least told her best friend that. That's why I was so confused. Yeah, like,
so, also,
but then she didn't believe her best friend too, and that's why I was asking about time, because I've had heard stories about that, about like, you know, friends and the men come between them, or women come between the best friend dudes or whatever. But it's like, how long was y'all even together? Like, she didn't even believe her friend at all. I was like, girl.
So, okay. So that part threw me for a loop too. And I was like, when he said, I don't care what man I'm dating, if my homegirl comes to me and says, sis, this man is telling me, is it true or not? And she's like, sis, it's not true. Like, he fully is a psychopath and that's not true. I'm probably 9 times out of 10, I'm going, but especially if I ain't been with this man but a skinny minute, like, we ain't been together that long, I'm gonna believe my homegirl over this man.
That's what I was so confused about. I was just like, yo, she was attached. Like, she, I don't know, like, what kind of man games he was doing.
Facts. She was like, oh, how could you? This and the third. And I'm like, sis, like, come on, girl. Are you fucking kidding me at this point? Like, are you really doing that? Nah, no. So,
Yeah, I was like, well, that's a PSA. So please choose your friends. So don't be Courtney in this situation.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that was even on a male or female side, don't do that. That was beyond bizarre. Like, the movie could have been over real quick after that. She would have been like, oh,
she should have fully been like, you know what, you're right. I've known you forever. I've only known him for 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, I was like, he putting in some serious work. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah. So I was just like, this, it's not a good look. Like, you really, she was like, he sat in the house and told us that he was a hacker. Facts, he did. He really did. He basically I'm in there, I be all up in people's emails and stuff. Boom.
True. All right. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
All right, we back.
We're back. Okay. Right. We went deep in Fatal Affair. We talked about a few of the games. So just to clear it up real quick. So do you think flirting is okay? So what's your stance on flirting?
My stance on flirt, I'm not a flirter. And what are you talking about, if you're in a relationship?
Yeah, committed relationship. Yeah, if you're single, you do.
Like, the only person I'm like, so here's the thing about that. Sometimes people are flirting and they don't know that they're flirting. Like, it's a super friend. Like, one of my friends is like really friendly, but her friendly can come off as flirting. You almost have to like know yourself in a sense. And like, I know sometimes I'll be talking to someone and they're like, are you flirting with me? And I'll be like, no, this is just how I talk. Like, I just, you got to know yourself, and two, you have to know your partner. And you also have to be okay with that. Me personally, no, if I'm in a relationship, a committed relationship, I'm not going to be like actively flirting with other people.
Okay. Yeah, and I probably get that too. And that's something I probably got, because I think it's different personality types, because I'm not a flirter, so I'm not someone who flirts. So, you know, when people say that, I don't really understand it. But then as you got to do more research and just, you know, be more understanding and say, oh, they're probably more extroverted. So what are you going to, you know, you got to accept certain things and maybe not accept certain things. So I guess this is the stuff where it depends on the couple and the person and all of that stuff. But yeah, so I see what you're saying. So in terms of the playing games, so Have you seen any movies? Well, I guess we talked about Fatal Affair, but if you have any other examples of people playing games, or what other things would be considered playing games to you, or
Like when you're in a relationship.
yeah.
So I don't know, because okay, so I listened to the Playing Games song by Summer
Oh,
Walker.
Summer Walker. Yeah,
Yeah, so
shout
I
out to her.
heard a few things that she was talking about, like how like this is playing games. So like when we're out and we're around like a group of people and you don't address me as like your girlfriend, that's like a thing. Or if you're not like, I don't want to say like you have to, oh, you gotta post a picture of me. Like, no, you don't, because 9 times out of 10, I'm probably not gonna. Well, I've learned my lesson from past relationships that unless he is posting me, I won't be posting him. And I feel like that's probably like a bad thing to do, but I also want to keep a level of like mystery to my love. Like it'll be private. Maybe you'll see like a piece of him, maybe not.
Oh, yeah, because I.
Until I really feel like bragging, because at one point I will be like bragging about the person that I'm with, and then the person that I'm with will not brag about me.
Okay.
Like he was fully playing games. Like you're out here doing other stuff, and I'm out here trying to like only be for you, and you want to be for the street. So like, until there's
Dang.
a mutual understanding about what, and I'm not gonna say, oh, like you have to post me, but I'm like, you can't be mad that I don't post you either. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, cause yeah, I guess I'm kind of new to the relationship stuff, but I always thought, yeah, that's, I mean, if I'm just speaking for me, that's non-negotiable, man. Like if I'm posting you gotta post me, you know. If it's public, let's make it public, you know what I'm saying? Because for me, you know, some people do it their own way, and they could be married and they don't have people on their social media, which I don't. I can't. Nah, like I
Yeah,
need to
and
see
then
who
some
you
people,
talking to. I need to see what's going on, you know, and I need to
because
see what's going on.
right, and also like I want to feel like you're proud of being with me,
Yeah.
because if you're not posting me, I'm gonna be like, so what is it? Like, am I ugly, or like, do you not want people to know that we together? Like, what is it about this situation or like this relationship that you're not proud of? And I like, oh, and I wanted to be like, oh, like I'm a trophy or anything, but I realized that I'm a flex. Like me being your girlfriend is a whole flex. So
There you go.
you would want to show me off. You would want to, like, you know, because I feel like I possess and I bring different things to the table that you would want people to know.
True,
If you
true.
don't, just my presence alone is a flex. Like I had to learn that. I had to learn that. And like sometimes you really gotta teach yourself, like yourself, that it's all like it's okay to want to be wanted. Everybody wants to be wanted. It's to an extent. Like you want to feel like someone is like proud of you, I guess. Because if I'm,
Yeah.
and then it goes back to like, if I'm gonna do it for you, I feel like you should do it for me.
Yeah. Okay. So we dropping some gems on Wild Words. And she said, I'm a flex. So that's the type of mentality you gotta have
Yeah.
before you get in a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
You
Especially
know,
once you
facts.
in
Like,
there,
I say
yeah,
it
you
all
wanna,
the time.
yeah.
I say it all the time. Like, you have to. And I wouldn't be like, oh, like I got a big head, like I'm this and I'm that, right? But you also have to come with the like almost not really cocky, but you gotta be confident
Yeah,
about
your
who you are
self-esteem,
as
yeah.
a person. Yeah, just be confident in who you are. If you feel like you are like you're the best at whatever it is that you do, say that. Like, be that. Like, be who you are. Like, don't let anybody make you feel like who you are isn't good enough. And if it's not good enough for them, maybe it'll be good enough for somebody.
That's all facts. That's all facts. And then we got one more topic, then we gonna go. So what was I saying? Oh, and one of the lyrics he said in the song was not picking up the phone. So is that I don't know if that's such a pet peeve for me. I mean, like I said, I don't have that much experience when it comes to relationships and stuff, but I am someone who tries to get back to you. Like, if you call, even if I can't make it, I might, you know, I'm gonna still text you or something. I don't know how some dudes be going. I see some of these relationship shows or whatever and divorce court and all that, and they haven't talked to them for 4 or 5 days. Now, that's crazy, but...
Nah, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, that's OC. But I still will, like, I will get back to you, though. I will definitely text or something. So what's your... That a playing games thing? Where's that on the list of pet peeves?
I feel like it's not a pet peeve for me, but I feel like if we are in a relationship, and say you're at work and you can't pick up the phone right now or whatever the case may be, just hit me up, text me. Like, babe, I'm at work. I can't talk, but I can text you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or just be like, I'm in a meeting. As soon as I get out, I'm going to call you. Like, I'll hit you up as soon as I get out. It's a communication thing. I feel like a lot of these things that people are like, oh, like he ain't pick up the phone, I ain't heard from him. There's a breakdown of communication in your relationship, because nobody is, you know how long it takes to send a text message? 2 minutes.
Yeah, not that long at all. Like,
not even that, 2 seconds. It takes 2 seconds to send a text message to somebody that says, hey, I'm busy, I'm gonna hit you back. Or, hey, I was thinking about you, blah, blah, blah. Or, like, whatever the case may be, it takes 2 seconds to send that message, hit send, and get back to your day. So if somebody can't take 2 seconds out of their day to just be like, yo, love you, what the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing?
Yep, they ain't the one. Yeah, we dropping gems. Yeah, they ain't the one if they can't do that little bit of stuff. That small sacrifice, yeah.
It's just like you. It took you 2 seconds to decline my call or to let that call go to voicemail. You could have easily sent me a text message and been like, yo, I'm sitting in front of the boss. I'm going to hit you up in a little bit. Period.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So thank you, Onyx, for shedding the light on the playing game. So hopefully everyone out there, we play less games and just be honest with everybody. And let the love flow.
Yes, and keep in mind that you are the flex.
You are the flex. So that is our takeaway. So make sure you have that before you go in a relationship and when you go in. So thank you, Onyx, for doing this interview. And we definitely hope to have you back on.
Yes, thank you.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed our discussion talking about playing games and just a few takeaways that, like you said, be honest. Is if you want to be a cowboy or cowgirl and you want to be out there, you don't want to be in a relationship, there's plenty of people out there that don't want to be in a relationship. So don't play with nobody's heart. Just be yourself, follow your truth. And just be honest with everything, with your values, with your sexual attitudes, with all of that stuff, okay? And you won't have to be in no drama, okay? We don't want any drama. All we want is people to spread love. So if it's any other examples of playing games, just, you know, hit us up on Anchor and let us know, okay? So did we get everything? I don't think we didn't get everything, but, you know, just let us know anything else we should have put in terms of what is considered playing games, okay? Or what is some of y'all pet peeves when it comes to relationships, okay? All right. Peace out. Thank you. This has been another episode of Wow Word. Thanks for listening.